There isn't a question about how the world works that he can't answer, but can he talk taboo money questions? We're asking your favourite Australians about their relationship with money in our series, My Two Cents. And this is someone whose voice will be instantly recognisable if you listen to lots of the ABC.
G'day, Dr. Carl here, Carl Krasinski. And the way I make my money is complicated. I do work for the University of Sydney and the ABC, where I do about a dozen talkback science radios every week, and also write books, do a bit of speaking, and I think that's kind of it. When I got my very first pay, I spent it on petrol for my old VW, and that was way back when I was a labourer on the waterboard in Wollongong. The smallest purchase that brought me a huge amount of joy was when I spent about $30 on buying a set of 3,000 really tiny, stainless steel screws of every possible size and head configuration and length to use in the arms of glasses. You know, the glasses you put on your face. Because when you lose a screw, you have to go and fork out another couple of $100. And I bought them for about $30. Out of my set of 3,000, I'm down to only 2,997. So if you happen to have lost the screw in your glasses, give me a ring and I'll be down to 2,996. And I'll be very happy to start using them. When I was growing up as a kid, money was pretty tight. We didn't have much cash. We had very little discretionary spending. I do remember being very sick on one occasion as a little child while at primary school, and I was incredibly thrilled that my father came home from work with a present for me, a cheap plastic pencil sharpener, which was in the shape of a jet bomber with a triangle wing, and it must cost maybe 2 or 5 cents. And it was just such an outlandishly expensive present to give to a very sick little boy. Now, the last time I worried about my bank balance was when I was about 25 and I had a degree in physics and maths, and I was a filmmaker, taxi driver, drug-crazed hippie, t-shirt maker, labourer, and at the age of 25, I had 30 cents in the bank. I was lucky enough to rehabilitate myself because I then lived in the squats in Sydney for 8 years without paying rent, and that saved my future pathway, and things would have gone bad, but they didn't, because I was able to study and not have to pay rent at the same time. And so I was able then to benefit from the fact that the Australian government once upon a time thought that education was a worthwhile investment in the future. And as a result, I was able to get 16 years of university education virtually for free. Thank you very much, people who believe that, and I still believe that. I have been gifted money from my family in an odd sort of way, in that I was an only child, and that left me my parents' house when they died, and that was the equivalent of gifting. And I'm kind of thinking that part of the reason that we have a housing price crisis in Australia is that instead of seeing housing as a basic human right, we have somehow got into seeing it as an investment vehicle, which is kind of wrong, I think. The biggest thing I've had to unlearn, relearn about money, having become an adult, is to realise when you have enough. And this came to me when I was working as a medical doctor, which was a sort of a late career. I didn't start studying until I was 32 and didn't become a medical doctor till my late 30s. And you'd come across people who were dying, and you'd look at the bed and there'd be all these people around them that were different. They looked different. And so obviously they were dying, and everybody was coming in to say their last goodbyes. And I'd talk with these people and keep them company. And overwhelmingly, most people never realise when they have enough. And most people never realise this until their last days, and they say things like, I wish I'd spent more time with my family. And luckily, I learned that before I got to my deathbed. The biggest biggest decision I had to make about money was when I was working as a TV weatherman on Channel 10 on Good Morning Australia. And I said something, I did a story about how to make a New England Journal of Medicine burger. It was a bit of a kind of joke article, by getting the mincemeat and then boiling all the fat off it and then putting in good fats like olive oil. And I then got called in by the suits upstairs, who said that the Australian Meat Board or something like that was incredibly annoyed how dare I suggest that meat had fat in it, and therefore I had to do a story the very next day saying that meat had no fat. Now, at this stage, I had a degree in medicine and was also working part-time as a doctor in the kids' hospital. And so I then resigned and dropped my income by about $70,000 down to about $7,000 a year when I became a freelance science person. So it kind of hurt losing $62,000 a year. But on the other hand, I didn't do a story saying that meat had no fat, so I managed to keep some degree of integrity. My financial goals are really easy. Thanks to having been a medical doctor, I realise that most people never realise when they have enough. I have enough. I don't need more. I have enough, and now I'm able to, for example, when the car comes up for rego, I don't have to go out in the backyard and mix up a couple of cubic metres of spack filler to cover the rust, right? So my goals are to have enough, and I have enough, and I'm happy.
That's Dr. Karl Krajewski sharing his money wisdom on My Two Cents. What hasn't he achieved?
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.